The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Woof Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Hey, hey, Delaware County, Muncie. Welcome back to Connected with Lindsay Marie. Happy Saturday to you all. I'm so glad to have you back. And, you know, once again, I'm all about connecting points right here in Delaware County because we have a lot of just greatness happening within our city and just everyday people doing amazing things in this community. So I want to make sure that you know about it and know what's coming up so that you can connect with it, you can attend, you can be a part of all the just goodness happening right here in Delaware County. And without any further ado, I do want to just introduce the amazingness that's right here in the studio today. I see you, Brother Stephen. We're going to start with this one right here, right? We're going to start with my, oh my gosh, you guys. So you all have heard her voice. How many times have you been here, Sasha?
This is my third time.
Yes. So listen, for my listeners, this is Sasha King. She's today we're talking about Concrete Rose. She is the founder of the organization, a youth empowerment organization for our black youth here in the community. Sasha King, how you doing, girlfriend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good, and I'm happy to see you. We, homegirl, we've known each other for years, and that's just another connecting point. If you know Miss Sasha, she's doing a lot in the community, and I'm just glad that you have a pause moment to be here at the studio again. But with Miss Sasha, we have Brother Stephen Hargrave. You do quite a bit here in the community. You are an author. You are owner of Brothers Barbershop right here in Muncie on Wheeling.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? And you are founder of Real Black Excellence.
Yes, ma'am.
An organization that is phenomenal and, you know, collaborates quite a bit with Concrete Rose. You know, you guys have similar missions, right?
Yes.
Similar focus, and y'all are out here doing it. And we've got Mr. Robert Ewing right here in the studio. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, sister. How you doing?
I am doing well. I'm grateful just to have all of you in here. And then, you know, we're going to talk about Real Black Excellence. We're going to talk about Concrete Rose and the major impact that you're making right here in the community. And before we dive in, you know, a little fun facts about you all. Sasha, I'm going to leave you out of this one because you did this the last two times you were here.
Sounds good.
But Brother Steph and Robert, are you both Muncie natives? Yay, nay?
Brother Rob is. Uh-huh. I am not. I'm from Xenia, Ohio, originally.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. And you're right here in Muncie. You're rooted here.
Yes.
Correct?
Actually, I've been here for 15, 16 years.
Okay.
But just not originally from here.
Hey, listen, but you are right here in the fabric of Muncie, and we're glad you're here.
I am. I love it, too.
Yes. What do you love most about Muncie?
That's a good question, and I have always thought and felt like Muncie reminded me of Xenia. As a matter of fact, Brother Rob wanted to go to Xenia. He said, hey, we got to go to Xenia because I got to see what it is. So Muncie kind of reminds me of Xenia,
okay.
Minus the Ball State. It's not really a college town, but it reminds me of Xenia. Reminds me of home.
I like it. So if we ever wondered what Muncie would feel like not being a college town, we can go to Xenia and get that feel.
Well,
that what I'm hearing you say?
That would be correct, at least back in the day.
Okay.
When I was coming up, it was like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I love it. Robert, what's one of your favorite things about being a Munsonian?
I love the people.
Yeah.
I love the energy of Muncie. I just love Muncie. So it's been many times that I could have left.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is from Anderson, so she didn't originally want to be in Muncie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love Muncie. I can't see myself leaving.
Yeah, I love that. And most of our guests, they say that, the people.
Yeah.
The people. Yeah. It's great. We got good people. So listen, let's dive in because I want to talk about, you know, of course, we got Black History Month coming up the whole month of February. And you all always have something great happening here in the community that the community can show up at. And it takes place at Cornerstone every year. And Muncie really shows out. And shows up,
yes.
And fills up Cornerstone.
Yes.
I love it. It's great. Before we dive into that, I do want to pause and just talk about Real Black Excellence, your organization. Give me some why, Brother Steph. Why did you feel it was important to start Real Black Excellence right here?
Very good question, and thank you for the question.
Yeah.
One of the things that I feel like was important is that usually where you go, there's no shortage of community, people, activists, programs, but there is a shortage of knowing how to make that gel together, how mm-hmm. exactly that is intended to work together to form community. And so that is the basis of why I want to start Real Black Excellence.
I love it. I love it. And with Real Black Excellence, much like Concrete Rose, you all have in the past had weekly meetings, right, where you bring in Muncie youth, you know, of course, predominantly Black, but anyone's welcome at these functions that you have. But you talk Black history, right?
Yes.
What are some of the other topics that maybe you touched on with the you focused on young boys? What were yes. some of the focus, you know, areas maybe that you touched on?
Well, I think in the beginning, we just saw a lack in our young men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's even that was the basis, really, of Real Black Excellence. It all started from our young men. So we just started seeing violence in our neighborhood. So me and Brother Devin that's in the other room, mm-hmm. we came to Brother Steve like, let's snatch up all the young men we can just mm-hmm. around us. And let's just start dealing with them. And we start dealing with them about community, how to be a man, how to treat a woman, and
yes.
many other things. And matter of fact, Sasha Boys was one of the first mm-hmm. ones. And that's how that connection began.
I love it. Yes, and you just said it, Brother Steph, just about gelling together, right? And then in some amazing way, y'all gelled with Concrete Rose. I want to touch on that because I've always wanted to know how that relationship formed. How did y'all get together? Because it's perfect. I mean, you're doing similar work, so come on, there's power in numbers, right?
It is. I would say it is perfect. And Sister Sasha, we call her Sister Sasha.
Yes.
So she is full of patience mm-hmm. to work with us and willing to be a part. That's one of the interesting things about Real Black Excellence. We actually are, our mission statement is that we teach individuals, communities, businesses, and families how to conduct themselves as community,
mm-hmm.
utilizing the gift that's within us while maintaining our autonomy.
Yes.
So Concrete Rose, for example, is a prime example. Concrete Rose is Sister Sasha's.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually has joined with us, maintaining her autonomy, mm-hmm. her own program. But
yes.
she is Real Black Excellence. She's part of the staff.
Yes.
And
yes.
so this is a perfect, I feel like, example of exactly what we are, what we do, and what we mean by community.
So good. So good. And you're making a difference. Listen, before we go to break, I do want to talk about, because look, after the break, we got to touch on what you're bringing to the community, Mr. Kirk Whalum.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're a fan, listen, you know the name. Hang on till after the break because we're going to talk about an event that you can be a part of. But at Southview, right now, you all are making a difference at that school. Can we talk about it right now? Talk about a little bit of maybe the need that they had and what you all are doing to kind of bridge that gap.
Yes, yes. So Brother Rob here just mentioned, let's mention some of the stats.
Yeah.
Actually, very briefly, because I know our time is kind of limited,
sure.
the industry neighborhood and the general area that was around there is actually in the 99 percentile of the worst neighborhoods in terms of childhood poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the basis of community oftentimes is torn down, and that's not to blame anyone at all. It's not to blame educators. It's not really to blame parents. Really, we feel like part of Real Black Excellence, it's our job in the mm-hmm. community to raise up those that know and reach out and connect and show love. So we wanted to start at the basis of childhood training and foundational things that are important. Reading.
Yes.
Oftentimes people read. They don't really read. They call letters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. So we had an opportunity through Sister Megan Binion, Legacy Gardens. There was a connection there. And one of the beautiful young ladies there in Southview wanted us to come in and help. And it was really kind of a bold and revolutionary move. I've never heard of that happening in the United States.
Wow. Wow.
So she wanted us to come in, and we're there now. We're under contract with the Muncie City Schools, and we're there every day teaching. We have 8 educational activists there every day.
Very good. And you're pouring right into those students, and you truly are exemplifying, you know, reaching back. You know, we've always heard, you know, reach back. Yes. And, you know, we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. So I love what you're doing and being those shoulders for the youth in our community. So let's talk a little bit more about this after the break. But then we're talking about Kirk Whalum. We're talking about
ma'am.
Concrete Rose and Real Black Excellence in the program that you guys are bringing in February. All right. And we'll be right back right here on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN 92.5. What we left off on was Southview. So you all originally went into the schools and were volunteering your services, right? How long was that that you all were volunteering in the school?
So we started after spring break and we finished throughout the school year.
And then to hear you in the last segment, you talked about how it is now you're on contract. So what was that conversation like? I mean, like, to know that your volunteer services were meaningful and, you know, you really, they wanted to have you on contract. Like, let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we actually had the opportunity to run a classroom on our own last year. So
okay.
They pulled some difficult students in a classroom and we taught them for the remainder of the school year. And I feel like that was very effective, and they wanted us to come back again this year. And so we were able to, this year, be compensated for our work.
Come on. I love that. Full circle. I like that. It just goes to show that what you all are doing is impactful. They're seeing the shifts, you know, whether, you know, numbers don't lie, right? I'm sure they're seeing data. I'm sure they're seeing some changes in the metrics and even behavior wise, you know, like, are you guys feeling that like in the hallways? Like they know you
oh,
now.
Yeah.
They, yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. It's important. Representation matters too. So,
and I also just want to say that, this is really the first opportunity that we've had to be compensated for our work, and everything that we do, mm-hmm. Thus far has been volunteers, all the community work that all the different organizations in Real Black Excellence do. We are doing it because we enjoy this community and, you know, we want to make some positive changes in the community.
Yes. Well, listen, so I salute you all. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Let's kind of shift. I want to talk about, you know, February. It's coming quick. And, you know, you guys have some events happening. And, you know, each year you do the Celebrating the Struggle, which is a collaboration between Real Black Excellence and Concrete Rose. But this year you've added a buildup. And that's happening February 16th, right? Real Black Excellence Reaching the Resolution Together is taking place at Cornerstone, like I said. And you guys are bringing Grammy Award winning jazz saxophonist Mr. Kirk Whalum to Muncie.
Yes, ma'am.
Man, that's a big deal.
It is. Yes. Big deal to us.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes.
Most definitely. So this is happening February 16th, 7 p.m., seats are going to be, I mean, limited, right? Because ultimately, we've got the auditorium there at Cornerstone to be able to fill up. And folks know Kirk Whalum. He's coming right here to Muncie. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why Kirk Whalum?
I think I'm responsible for that.
Yes.
Why Kirk Whalum? Because jazz is my favorite genre of music.
Come on.
And so I wanted someone positive. I felt like we needed something positive. We had a difficult year. Mm-hmm. In 2023. And oftentimes things that we do in the community are reactive as opposed to proactive. So we wanted to do something right at the beginning of the year that will bring people together, positive, smooth jazz, even if that's not your favorite genre. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, it's jazz. Like, you're going to like jazz. And since I've been here, I told you earlier that I was not a Muncie native. Since I've been here, I don't recall any one of note coming to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be missing someone. I'm not saying that hasn't happened.
Sure, sure.
But I just don't recall it.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do something for Muncie, the people. I feel like everybody deserves it.
Yes.
We locked arms and everybody agreed. And so we went out and got Kirk Whalum.
This is a big deal. This is very cool. I mean, since seeing the flyer on Facebook, I now have added Kirk Whalum to my playlist. I was listening to him on the way over to the station. He's smooth, y'all.
He is.
He's smooth.
And that's Valentine weekend, right?
Yeah, this Valentine weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so this could be a date night. Yes. This could be a family night. You know,
absolutely.
This could be a solo night. It doesn't matter. This is going to bring folks together. And, you know, one thing I want to touch on is, you know, ticket information, it is on your website. It's at rbe.community, right? All the ticket details and all the things. But I wanted to talk about, you know, those ticket sales. You know, where is the money? Because you're both nonprofits.
That's right.
Right? Can we talk about, you know, the funds and how this is being impacted?
Of course. Of course. So I'm not sure exactly what vein you want to go down, but this is like a fundraiser event for us. Now, we originally just did it with our own money. Mm-hmm. So we did our thing. We went and got him and used our own funds.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is oftentimes they ask programs, again, back to the programs, mm-hmm. how will you sustain this? Even if you get a grant, how mm-hmm. will you sustain it? So it is an event that is going to be a fundraiser for us as well as helping the community. And we hope to do many more things like this that will help to be fundraisers as well as impact the community.
Mm-hmm. So. This is big. This is big stuff. So listen, if you're just joining us, Grammy Award-winning jazz saxophonist, Mr. Kirk Whalum, he's coming right here to Muncie on Friday, February 16th. Like Brother Rob said, that's Valentine weekend. You know, folks are going to want to look for places to go with their loved ones and things of that sort. It's happening at 7 p.m. on February 16th. And for ticket information, you want to go to www.rbe.community. And I said RBE, that's Real Black Excellence. All right, let's talk sponsorship.
Again, this is the first time that we've even done a concert or an event like this. Sponsorship will be available. We're actually finishing the packages right now for sponsorship to begin a real thrust in advertisement on January 10th, mm-hmm. which I believe is next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And there will be packages available. We certainly would love people to be involved, to sponsor. The packages will be online. They'll be forthcoming to know the different tiers. So we'll have three different levels of sponsorship that if someone wants to participate, they certainly can do that. And then what they'll receive in return will be communicated going forward.
Yes, very good. You all have so much going on. And, you know, there are many, many hands throughout the community. We see you. I've seen the Facebook post. I've seen all the things. And, you know, sponsorship is important to continue the momentum in the amazingness of what you are doing in the community. So if you're listening in and, you know, we're at the top of the year, y'all, you know, we got a lot of folks in the community that love to give. So if you are someone listening in right now and you're loving what Real Black Excellence and Concrete Rose is doing, head over to the website, rbe.community. So on February 25th, which is the following Sunday, you guys have another event happening together, which is Celebrate the Struggle. This is, I've seen the past two events, and I know that that auditorium is full. Mm-hmm. I know that Muncie shows up and shows out, and that's one of the many things I love about the city. So can we talk, can you reveal anything about this show? You know, maybe we can even go back shows past. You know, what have been some of the most impactful things about celebrating the struggle?
I would say having the young people involved. All of the kids in Concrete Rose are actually required to be a part of it in some way. So we give them a platform to do public speaking, dance, sing, play instrument if they can. So I think that's important. But as far as what we're doing this year, Brother Steph puts that together for us. So,
yes. Can you give a little bit about the show within 60 seconds?
I can. And part of my 60 seconds, I'm going to thank Muncie.
Yes.
Because they do come. And mm-hmm. I cannot say how much I appreciate that. Our history is so important in the participation of the community. They come, and I want to thank them.
Yes.
Very briefly.
Yes.
This year, the Celebrating the Struggle is going to be basically entitled, Shall We Begin or Must We Continue?
Mm.
And briefly, there's always an effect or mentioning of Black History Month about things we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
However, we need to tap into where our leaders were last before taken away from us, for example, Dr. King,
mm-hmm.
and then move forward in that spirit And that's the that's the point of it, as opposed to trying to start something.
Come on.
We're going to begin now to continue in what was already there.
So that's what it's about. Just continue the torch, right?
Absolutely.
Carrying the torch. I love that. You all, this is happening February 25th. You guys have a time?
6 o'clock.
Okay, great. February 25th, 6 p.m. Be looking on Facebook for the details of this. This event is always, you know, a blowout. And one thing that I love looking out in the audience and just seeing a diverse group of people. And just how impactful that is to me to look around and see just a colorful, you know, array in the auditorium, and just see our young people out there, you know, knowing the history, you know, performing, if you will, reenacting many famous and well-known speeches and events that really have made an impact in our history. So, Muncie, be sure to show out and show up on February 25th because it's going down. And you guys, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely. And listen, until next time, this is your show. I'm just holding the mic right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.